Blog Talk Radio.
This the place to come where we all can address the issue. Debating different topics, bring friends and family with you. You can say what you want, speak whatever you feel. But Lizzie May and Tay in the building,
it's what?
It's real.
Talk Radio.
Okay, I guess I'm on. I didn't hear the little mute, unmute thingy. I guess I'm on there. I'm not on my little dashboard thingy. But welcome to It's Real Talk Radio, of course. It's Nizzy Nay. And I have some special guests tonight. But I will get into that in a little bit. I'm just getting back from vacation, so I'm trying to readjust myself to everything, going back to work, getting on the show. So it's kind of really, really hectic. And plus, it's been hot as hell out. I think it's messing up everybody's, like, heads and stuff, because everybody's acting crazy. I think it's because of the heat. It's been in, like, the 90s for the past 4 or 5 days. I can't get jiggy with it. It's too hot out right now. I can't function. I am a person that hates the summertime. I really, 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 really hate the summer. So I'm a winter baby. I am definitely a winter baby, born in February. So I hate this hot heat right now. Oh, Lord. So, let me get into his guest tonight, and I will let them introduce themselves. I already know who they are, so I will just let them introduce themselves. So, my two guests, why don't you introduce yourself? I'm not going to say your names. I will let y'all come on and introduce yourselves.
Ladies first.
My name is Susie. I know you, Nizzy. I own Beauty World Beauty Shop. Here in the shopping plaza, very best beauty shop in Baltimore. Our shop has been here since 1981. We have best hair, best wig, best jewelry, best pink oil. So, if you want to be beautiful, come to Beauty here in Shopping Plaza. Thank you.
Okay. Who's up next?
I try not to fall asleep. They call me Clyde. My name Clyde. Some people call me Old Man Clyde. You can just call me Clyde, though. Retired pimp, retired hustler, retired mechanic. I mean, I did it all. I did it all, but now I changed my life around, and now I'm an entrepreneur, and got a little business, and got my kids running that thing, you know what I mean, Nizzy, with your little sexist crumptious self.
Go ahead, Clyde.
Yeah, when you going to come see me again, Nizzy? It's been a while since I looked at that little warm, buttery ass of yours. Oh, yeah.
So nasty. It's not good.
So Susie, you know, you have a very strong accent. Where are you originally from?
She's from Korea. I think she's from Korea, right? I think she's Korean, Chinese, don't know. They all look the same to me. I can't tell the damn difference.
No. This what happened when you do the drink.
She from Hong Kong. She from Hong Kong.
He does the... Mr. Clyde, do drinking too much, pay no attention. My name is, everyone call me Susie. Susie, not my name. I'm Japanese. My husband is not Japanese. My husband is Korean. We are like Romeo and Juliet. Because normally Korea people are like, how do I say, like you know how black people, white people, normally black people, white people, they don't like each other, they don't love each other, they're not supposed to be with each other. That's like a Korean people. But most Korean people, very lazy, they very, you know, not high class. But I met my husband. When I was in Japan, I did not know he was Korean, but he's a very hard worker, so I like him. He, of course, liked me because I was a very, very cute girl, very pretty girl, so my family looked down on him. But he said he wants better life, he wants to be rich man, we go be rich people. So he told me he was going to U.S. He went to U.S. He opened business. When he came back for me, I run away. I go to U.S. I thought we're going to Los Angeles or Hollywood or Chicago. No. He opened shop in Baltimore, in this neighborhood. I was disappointed at first, but I was too proud to tell my family I was wrong. So I stay here. So I am Japanese. My husband is Mr. Lee. He died two, three years ago. But yeah, he is Korean. I mean, come on, I'm Japanese. Japanese people don't have beauty supply store in black neighborhood. But this is my life, and this is why Nizi, I tell you all the time, Nizi, you choose good man. Don't believe everything because men are stupid and you're going to be stuck in stupid situations, okay? So, but you're smart, though. You're smart, though. So you be smart.
So,
don't do what I did.
So, class. So,
be smart, though.
Are you originally from here?
Who, me?
He's from jail. Okay.
No, that was a long time ago. Back in my days when I used to run the streets, that was a long time ago. Yeah, I'm born and raised, you know, Maryland. Yeah, Baltimore. Yeah, you know, and I used to run the streets and all that. But you know, I eventually changed my life around. I did start pimping, you know. I did that for a few years. You know, I got my money up with debt, you know, in and out of jail for a few years. But, you know, after a while, I started working on cars, but I was tired of shit, man. I can't do that shit, man. Hands was hurting. My back is hurting, man. You know, shit wasn't for me, man. So, you know, eventually.
That's why he's still.
He's still.
You know, this old hag right here, you hear this old hag talking right there. I mean, I got a lot of love for me and her husband's real close, you know, but this old hag talking right here, this is stuff I deal with all the time. You know, our business is right next to each other, you know. We see you coming around, Nizzy, supporting the businesses and all that.
You just
and she always on my back. She always on my back. She can't. She keeps always on my back. I told her I asked to go back to Mexico or Korea, wherever she's from. You know, I keep telling her. I don't know why she's still here. You know, she overstayed her welcome.
Now, he's good man. He used to steal. He used to bad man. Bad man. He comes here with his girl. His girl, dirty girl. Prostitute, drug people. I told my husband, I said, he's drug man, because he had big Cadillac and fat coat in Baltimore in July.
I mean, I can't help because I got flavor. I can't help, I got flavor. I mean, what you want me to do? You want me to look like a bum or something? You hate on my style.
But he's not bad man no more. He used to be jail. He used to steal the car. I know he steal the car because he comes here and he asked my husband. He said, you want new Cadillac? I have Seville. I have SLA. I have Monte Carlo. I said, that's a pimp car. We do not need pimp car. I like Oldsmobile. If I have to have an American car, the best car, Toyota, Honda, Mitsubishi, Subaru. That's not pimp car, so we did not buy car for him.
Well, how about you tell all them damn ghetto hood rat chicks that you got? Your little clients tell them to stop leaving that damn horse hair in front of my business, goddammit. I'm tired of cleaning up that shit.
You like it. No, the horse hair. This is good Brazil hair, Malaysia hair, Indian hair. We make girl pretty.
Yeah,
that's why
it ain't real. We call that weed here in America.
No, there's no weevil, no. It's a good hair. We give a good hair. It's pretty girl. No, this is crazy.
You see, back in my days, the black women were natural. They ain't with all that shit, man.
Oh, no, he know. You know better because your girlfriend, your wife, and your girlfriend both have hair from Beauty Store. So,
no, I got let's get it. Wait, let's get it straight. I got three girlfriends. I ain't got no wife no more. I got three girlfriends. Two black, one white. I got, you know, everybody that know me know how I am about the white girls.
You're
so
white girl.
Clyde, are you going to ever settle down to just one woman?
Well, you know, I tried that before, you know. My ex-wife, man, and that life just ain't for me, man. It ain't really for me. You know, I tried. I ain't got the patience for that shit, man.
She good woman. She good woman. She wife a good woman, nice lady. She have a nice hair, nice makeup, nice nail. She very pretty church lady, very nice lady. Mr. Cry is so mean to her, so nasty with her, and he like a young woman. And his wife, she no take no shit. So that's why he with the young stupid girl. Don't be stupid, don't be with the old man. Nasty, nasty man.
So, Susie, since your husband died, do you think that you'll ever remarry?
Oh, no. No, man is stupid. I like my life. I love my husband. He's a good man, but he's dead. So I'm free. You know, woman always have to follow man. Okay, you do this, you work this, you have baby, you clean store, do this, do that. No, I know marry no more, but I date you. They still like me. I still pretty lady, you know. But I don't need a man. No. I don't need.
Okay. So since you know you're not working anymore, Susie.
I still work. I still here. I work. Okay, I'm here. I still work. I'm here. My son, his wife, they come to store. They run store, but I still come. Because they don't know everything. They think they smart too. They go to college. They think they know everything. They don't know everything. So that's why I come. I come to work. I make sure everything is right. You have to make sure it's right. So that's why I come. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They don't know everything. They think his wife who thinks she know everything just because she's from Chicago. She know nothing. That's what I'm
saying. Oh. So are your children taking over your business? How do you feel about that?
I'm very new dumb people. They think they do things different. They want to do their own way. You know, they do, my son, he do computer a lot. He think everything on computer, but, you know, you have to do good business. He don't know everything about business. I do this 30 years, okay? So I know a lot, so I have to show them. I have to show them so they know.
Okay. Clyde, are you still working, or do you have people maintaining your business?
Well, I got my kids and grandkids be running my business, but you know, I gotta slide through there from time to time and make sure everything going right, and you know, I gotta, you know, come out there and just socialize with the people. You know, my track record around there is strong and long, just like something else of mine, you know.
Oh, okay. So you're trying to say that you're still sexually active, Clyde?
Yeah, you want to find out? Girl, you know what I would do to you, girl? Don't think this old man ain't still got it. I'm like Michael Jordan in his wizard jersey. I still got it, girl. I still can give you 40 or 50 on a good night. Yeah.
Oh.
Nizzy, I don't care you up, girl. I'm trying to tell you. You don't know what you're getting yourself into till you come home with this old guy right here, man. I got something good for you over here, Nizzy. I've been seeing you with your old little boyfriend. He ain't packing what I'm packing. I'm packing a mean punch. I mean, I'm talking Muhammad Ali. Yeah, I get it in. Yeah, what I do.
So,
but I don't need no fourth
like,
girlfriend. I'm real stressed out with all these women and all these girlfriends. I don't need no another girlfriend. I just want to do you good one good time. That's all. That's all. That's why I mess with you every time I see you, you know.
So this is a question for both of you. I've seen a lot of changes to the neighborhood. How do you guys feel about all these changes?
My business, beauty store here long time. Before when my husband came, neighborhood okay. Then lots of drug people, so neighborhood bad. Lots of stealing, drug, drunken people, business no good. Then it's okay again. A lot of store leave, the clothes store go, Mr. Soup store gone, lot of store gone, empty, everything empty. Now I see a lot of white people, white people come here, a lot of gay people, you know, gay people, like a man to man. So over there used to be Mr. Suit, now is a juice store. They make it a juice, orange, apple, grapefruit, cherry, watermelon. I saw them and I said, this is a stupid business. Who's going to buy juice? But they put their gay flag in the front and then all the gay people come. All the gay people, they want to go to the juice. So then next door, they open, They open a pet store for dog, cat. And I say, who's going to get a haircut, dog haircut? But then they put gay flag in the front, and then all the gay people come, all the red gay people, they come. So my son say, okay, lot of white people, they come to neighborhood, a lot of gay people come. Usually what happens, first gay people come, first is black neighborhood, then gay people come, gay white people, then hip white people, the artist white people, they come. But then rich white people come. So right now, on scale, white people in black neighborhood, we are still gay people here. So gay people, I give it maybe 3-5 years, then art people, then rich white people. When rich white people come, maybe we not be here no more, because rich white people, they don't like the Brazil hair. They don't like the Indian hair. They not like the pink oil. So we see what happened. But right now, my son, he put his gay flag in a beauty store. So we hoping more of the gay people come to our store. Yesterday, big white lady come to store. Big, huge, giant white lady. I say, who is this white lady monster? Big feet, come here. And do you know, it was not a lady. It was a man. Dressed to as like a lady, he like drag queen, but he likes the hair. So he said, okay, we give you good hair. He buys lots of good hair and eyelash. So good business. I like the gay people. Like, come here, the gay people. We have more eyelash for you.
What about you, Clyde? How do you feel about the changes in the neighborhood?
Why don't you come change for me, Nizzy? I mean, the neighborhood is out of control. I mean, you know, I didn't... All right, so... Hold on, I'm going to smoke my blunt real quick. Hold on. Might hit me cough a little bit. Hold on. Yeah.
So nasty, yeah, no. People. This is what happens. You're smoking too much. You're smoking, drinking.
Yeah, you know,
drinking,
I gotta have my nightly doses. You know, I gotta have my nightly doses. You know, but yeah. So I got a granddaughter. I got a bunch of grandkids and all that stuff, right? So hold on, y'all. That's some good ass weed. Hold on.
It's a drug. You're smoking
this
shit. Drug right now?
So I got.
No.
Yeah, I'm smoking. So you want to hit it? Seriously, you want to hit this blunt?
No, I ain't gonna do it at drug one.
Girl, you hit this blunt, girl. You be back in Tokyo somewhere.
Too old to do the drug. You're not young, man. You're going to sleep. You're going to the food, the munchie. You're going to have munchie. You're going to go to sleep. Like, oh,
hey, I want to know one thing.
To be young, man.
When you going to step your English up? When you going to learn the English? So we can understand what the hell you're saying.
My English is very good. You know no Japanese. You really
know
no Korean.
I don't
want to
know goddamn Japanese.
You only know
all y'all words
English.
Signs and pictures. What the hell is that?
So this is why I say you stay away from bad old man. Bad old man.
But anyway, I got 16-year-old granddaughter. And so I come outside one day, and I see this guy trying to talk to her. I asked my grandson, he know him from the neighborhood, how old is this fool? He said 26. I said, 26? What the hell? 26? So, you know, I started a little conversation with him. I asked him, what did he know how old my granddaughter was? He said she look old enough. I said, well, she ain't, you damn idiot. She ain't old enough. She's 16. So as we proceed to go back and forth, he ain't really believe me. So as we proceed to go back and forth, and things start to get heated, and then he wants to sit there and tell me he grown too. He a man too. So I told him, you're a cockeyed fool. Don't make me come off this porch. He said, I ain't cockeyed, old man. You need to adjust your glasses. I said, I don't wear no goddamn glasses. I said, but you will be cockeyed when I pull this damn 9mm out. And then I pulled it out, and the old-ass, stupid-ass little knucklehead ran off, talking about the old man crazy. I had to pull my 9 out on him. So I almost had to blow his damn head off trying to talk to my 16-year-old granddaughter. And that's the type of stuff, you know, the neighborhood and changed over the years. And, you know, dealing with stuff like that. And now, you know, they say, what's his name? He said Lil Grams. That's what he told me, his name, Lil Grams. What the hell is a Lil Grams? And his old little knucklehead walking around with that pants sagging. No respect. No respect for that elders, you know. But that little fool, he respect me now. Every time he see me, he say, Pops, don't shoot. Don't shoot. It's all good. You know, I had to let him know I used to do this. Before your mama would start up, boy, don't play with me. I come out this porch, there's going to be some problems, you know. So, you know, that's the type of stuff we deal with. You come out, the little knucklehead standing in front of your store, you know, selling drugs. I mean, I smoke my little weed, too, but I don't do it outside, you know. Standing in front of your business, smoking, and then them damn hoochies next door throwing their hair in front of my business, the type of stuff you got to deal with. You know, these young people don't got no respect. They ain't got no respect, you know.
I see. So before I let you two guys go, explain to me, you two, this love and hate relationship you have. Y'all seem to go back and forth a lot. You know, how do y'all maintain, you know, a good friendship when you're in the same plaza and y'all have a love-hate kind of thing going on?
Well.
I know hate, too. I know hate. Hate. Mr. Cry's a good man. Good business. You know, he come from jail. He pimped. He likes having a drug or prostitute people, but he's not bad. You know, he likes a lot of women. He has a good wife, or he got a girlfriend. He make a baby here, baby there, baby everywhere. But he's not bad, man. He's old man. He good friend with my husband, you know. He used to steal car, you know. He do dirty business, but I think he not bad. You know, now he old. You know, he old. He like being around young woman. He like chasing woman. He like wearing young people clothes. You know, he like to show his legs because he has skinny old man legs with a bony knee. You know, he likes to be like old, young man. But he not bad man. Clyde, he's good man. Good old man. Sometimes his breath not so good. Not like alcohol.
Oh,
like,
no, my breath ain't good now.
O'clock in the morning, smell like bah. But I guess that's his business, so he has to try.
It just don't smell like dogs, and I don't see nothing.
I don't say bad thing about you. I say good thing about you. I say you used to be bad
you,
man.
You just trying to see my breast
stain.
You just trying to see my breast stain.
No, you smell like bar. But you own liquor store, so I guess that's expected.
All right, well, time's
you
up.
Smell like
time's up.
He's a good man.
Me and her late husband were good drinking buddies. And, you know, regardless of anything else, we might go toe to toe. But, I'm hitting this blunt. Hold on.
See, he likes to drug people, but he says he has cancer. You have cancer. Right? You're sick. That's why you old and bony.
All right.
See,
he's coughing. So, you know, we bump heads and everything, but don't get it twisted. I'll blow somebody goddamn head off if they mess with it, though, because my husband was a good little drinking buddy of mine, and I don't play that shit. I don't play it. So, we might go toe-to-toe, but, you know, when it comes to our businesses, you know, I got the bar, you know. Nancy, you know you've been in there, you know. It's your little sexy ass. You've been in there. You know, I got the bar, then I got the little lounge on the other side, you know. So I got the bar / lounge, you know, if people come in and drink and, you know, got the little TV monitors up there and all that, you know, looking real nice. You know, guys, come check it out, you know. But she got the little head joint over there on the other side, you know. And we've been in business for a long time. And we just feeding our families, you know, and we stick together at the end of the day, you know, and that's what it's all about. We don't have enough of that going on in the community right now. We, you know, want to make sure, bless our kids and our grandkids and all that stuff, you know, they're friends and, you know, they hang out and stuff, you know. So, you know, at the end of the day, you know, even though she get on my nerves and everything, you know, I still bust a fool for it, though, you know.
Okay, I know. He's good man. Good old man. See, I told you. Good old man. You stay away from him, though. He nasty man. But he's good old man.
Let it be known. Hey, anybody else try to talk to my granddaughter, I'm just going back to jail. I'm just going to blow that damn head off. 16, goddammit, I don't care if she look like she's 24. She's 16, goddammit, I don't play that shit. None of my grandkids.
But Mr. Clydu, your granddaughter, very pretty girl, very nice girl. She's like a baby, very cute girl. But
she's too damn grown, that's the problem. She's too damn grown, she dressed like she's on her way to go hop on a pole or something. It got me about to blow this damn fool head off.
No, she's a nice girl. But Mr. Clyde, I see your girlfriend. She's look like the same outfit as your granddaughter. Yeah, girlfriend, you like the young girl. So why you?
Oh, yeah, but of age, like Nizzy about like 40 or something like that, I don't know. But she can get it either way. It don't matter. She grown. How old are you, Nizzy?
I'm not saying my age, you old man.
Yeah, you want something of this old man, don't you? You want to see what it's like. You want to come to this old country buffet, don't you?
So nasty. Absolutely.
Hey, Nancy, you ever I'll leave you alone. I'm a spare you for now, but hey, Nizzy. Yeah, we gotta talk, girl. We gotta talk off air. Yeah, we gotta talk, me and you. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Yeah,
I got something for you, girl.
Nizzy, good girl. She
for
not
you.
Oh,
shit, Nizzy, she playing like that now, but when I be seeing her, she be blushing. She be with her boyfriend. I'll be telling her how I can do it better. Her boyfriend sitting there laughing. He think this old man can't take his girl away from mine. I mean, I ain't trying to take her. I ain't trying to, you know, turn into a wife or nothing. I just want to have a good time with you, Nizzy. That's all, you know. Show you what it's all about when you cross over to the Clyde side. Yeah.
You know, talking to her like that, she really good girl. She work, she study, she a good girl.
Yeah,
I like them good girls.
I like them good girls. You know, I seen Nizzy the other day. She was sweating a little bit. It was kind of hot outside. She had a bright shirt on. I said, damn, I want some Raisin Nets because you can see them damn nipples in them shirts. I said, I want me some Raisin Nets.
So
yeah,
nasty.
Yeah, me wanting some Raisin Nets. I said, yeah, I like them big nipples now. Oh, yeah.
So nasty. See, this is a man, dirty man. This, you know, when you have to have a younger man, get a younger man now, Nizzy. You get a nice man.
No, I seen a little knucklehead boyfriend.
Mary.
I seen a little knucklehead boyfriend. You better watch out, though. I'm going to talk to you off air, Nizzy. Oh, yeah.
Before I let you two guys go, so tell everybody, you know, your business, where it's located, and all that.
I don't want these damn fools. Hey, you know what? My business is for the neighborhood. If you familiar with the neighborhood, then you know about this whole little thing, this internet thing, and you know, and giving everybody your information and your address and your social security number. I ain't with all that shit, man. You know, if you in the area, you know, and you know what's up, you know, come holler, you know, come through, you know. But, I am not all that internet stuff promoting and all that crazy stuff. See, I'm old school, Nizzy. I'm old school, you know. You ride past, you see a business, it's something that you want. You want a drink, there it is, you know. I don't want all these damn fools and knuckleheads and huzzies all coming to my business. All that shit, man. Yeah, but it's called Clyde's, though. Yeah, I can tell you that much. It's called Clyde's, you know. And, you know, that's about it, you know.
That's because, you know what, Clyde want to have more drug people, more drinking people. He like a drug and a drinking people come to his business. But if you like you pretty girl, you want to look beautiful, you come to Beauty Store. That's name a store, Beauty in Shopping Plaza over by Overpass.
Oh my god damn it, she's gonna tell him shit. Well, I guess I know where I'm at. I'm right next door to her, god damn it.
Because we have best hair. We have Yaki, we have Brazil, we have India, we have Malaysia. We have all good hair. Best price, good quality. We right next to Clyde Drug People store and also the bar. And also next to Gay Juice Bar, look for big rainbow flag in Shopping Plaza next to Dog Store and Juice Store. Then there is Save-A-Lot and the Goodwill. So you look for Goodwill in Shopping Plaza near Overpass next to Gay Juice Store. Clyde store the best price. This week, we have a sale on nail gel. You like the gel nail polish, Nizzy? You like the gel nail? You like gel?
Yeah.
Gel nail? Okay, we have good color. Nice color. All good color. My daughter, my son, wife, she go to Chicago. She goes, she get good color. She bring that color. Very, very good color that no one in Baltimore have. We have best. Best, always good color, fresh hair, nice wig. Also, this weekend we have 20% off cream of nature relaxer kit. So you want a good straight hair, good hair, you come. We give you discount, good, good. And also, if you're a member of my son who start new member card, if you sign up, you give the email to us. We give you member card. We give you extra 5% off all clearance items. So please come.
Yeah, all right. You tell them, them damn heifers to keep their hair off my store property, Susie. Want to see that shit no more? I'm tired of that shit, Susie. I'm about to start making you come clean that shit up. All right?
No,
I don't
want to
see that shit on my property no more.
No. I keep
get them damn hudges together. Tell them to throw their hair somewhere else, God.
No, we have good. My store is very clean. You know, every day I drive my nice Toyota Camry. You like Camry, Lizzie? You like Camry car? Camry,
yeah.
Toyota? Oh, very nice Camry. I have very nice Camry, 2016 Camry. That is my car. It is my son, he give me car because he said, Mommy, you work so hard, you need good car. I have car, he tricked my car. He tricked my car, you know, So I have a nice wheel, shining wheel, and on a license plate, I can give it for Mommy Day. License plate, it says Miss Susie. It's a nice Miss Susie. So I have Camry. I come in morning. I have my coffee. I sweep front of store because we have pride in our store. We nice clean. I have nice bench. So if you want to rest, you want to sit down, you want to go buy hair, you want to shop, you come outside, you want to sit down, you go inside. We have one chair. We have a girl doing hair. So if you have time, she put glue in your hair. She glues hair right there because we about good service. I cannot say that about everybody. I know that sometimes Mr. Clyde, he have homeless people in front of store. They have their bottle and their cigarette and their marijuana cigarette all over. So they dirty over there. Sometimes Mr. Clyde, he's too old.
Dirty.
He can't sweep in front of his own store. But we keep it very nice and clean. So come through. Get 5% discount on clearance card. Come through.
Keep your damn hair off of Clyde's liquor. You know, keep your damn hair away. And your thick-ass nails and all that thick shit. Got time for that shit. Hey,
Mr. Clyde, your girlfriend come to our store. Your girlfriend come to our store. She has the facial hair. Okay, you need to give your girlfriend more money because she only gets a fake or ten-color hair. You need to give her more money.
There's only one thing I need to give any of my girlfriends, and they getting it well. You can believe that? Just like Nizzy going to get it well.
But Mr. Clyde,
Hey, Nizzy.
Yeah.
Why don't you let me lick the sweat off your back, girl? Yeah, you look like you chasing. You look like you might taste real good. Like you might taste like Skittles or something. You taste like Skittles, Nizzy. Taste the rainbow, Nizzy. You want to let me taste your rainbow, girl? I'm telling you, girl. Yeah. Hey, we're going to talk.
I just, I just threw it up in my mouth.
Well, guys, I would like to thank you for being on the show tonight. You were a great guest. I appreciate you coming on. Everybody appreciates you coming on. All the listeners do. I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Pretty good.
Slide through. Get yourself a drink. You know, slide through. Get yourself a drink. You know, I give you half off. Me and you gonna go in the back and do some little talking. All right, we gonna have us a little chit chat. We gonna go to the back. I'm gonna give you half off your drink. You know, we gonna sit and we gonna chit chat. We gonna catch up a little bit. All right, girl, your little sexy ass.
All right, Clyde, we'll do that one day. As long as I can bring my boyfriend, I'm kind of scared of you.
He can keep his little ass back out in the car, knucklehead ass somewhere. I just had one of the bartenders, you know, come take care of him. So I ain't got to worry about him. Me and you gonna be in the back. Every woman in my store got a big booty, so he gonna be like Nizzy who? He ain't gonna know who Nizzy is. You see all that ass. Me and you gonna be in the back.
Nizzy, nice clean girl. She not need that. Nice and clean girl. You don't need that. She work hard, right? You work hard. That's why you come. We give you good color for gel nail. You don't need drug people like over there.
She about to talk for 20 damn minutes again. All right, I see you later, Nizzy. Thanks for having me. I got something for you when you come through, so I'll see you soon, girl.
Well, thank you guys for coming on the show. I appreciate it. All the listeners do. Thank you guys out there, all the listeners, for listening to the show tonight. Thank you, Clyde and Susie. This is Real Talk Radio, and we will see you guys next Tuesday. Same time, same place. We are out of here.
You've been listening to It's Real Talk Radio with Tay Real and Nizzy Nay. Facebook us at It's Real Talk Radio. Tweet us at It's Real Radio MP.